Yeah, that was Orla Gartland on Radio Nova, and More Like You. We're very, very lucky because we have Orla Gartland on the phone right now from that London. How you doing, Orla?
Hey, that makes me feel like Eurovision, London calling.
London calling, yeah. I mean, how are you after your adopted nation got such a poor reaction last night?
I actually thought it was so funny. I wouldn't regard them as my adopted nation, I'll say, here and now.
Okay, fair. I'm
just here for the music in the London. Yeah, that was bad. Poor form. 0 points. An all-time low, I heard.
Yeah, since 2003. But let's not get into that. That's not what we're here to talk about, unless you really want to talk about it.
It could be.
Yeah. Would you? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ask that question. You got a brand new single out. It's called Zombie. It is absolutely excellent. And I suppose you've been around for a while, which is mad because you're still so young. But now, finally, you're all set. We're going to release an album and the title of the album later on this year, which is really exciting. So I suppose in the lead up to all that, you've been releasing music during the weird, mad COVID times that we're at. How has that felt?
Yes. It felt strange, very abstract. Like, you guys gig a lot, so you know like what a big part of that feeds into the recording bit. I like being able to test songs, just road test them a bit, see how people react when they're not quite fully formed. So not having that like test tube kind of message, it's different. It's definitely different, and it just feels all a bit abstract when it's online. I mean, I'm like a definite child of the internet. Like, I was a big YouTube geek was my first thing. Like, so I'm no stranger to like promoting music online, but when it's solely online, yeah, it's very easy to think it's kind of happening over there rather than happening to you. But, you know, happy to be doing it. I'm trying not to feel sorry for myself, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose that was going to come on to that. Like, you're a bit of a digital native in a way that a camera goes in me, I break out in a rash. But you're really, really good at kind of communicating through the screen, I guess. And you're very good at kind of putting up the, you know, the in-progress demos of songs and things like that. I mean, that has to feed in, just like the reaction you get online. If something goes viral, you're like, well, this is working.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the only kind of test we have at the moment. So it has to be used. I mean, yeah, I'm used to it. I'm also learning my way around it still, you know, just because I've been putting stuff up for years doesn't mean that it doesn't change every other week. Trying to get my head around TikTok at the moment, but it makes me feel like a boomer.
I think, can I ask you about the your song? So Pretending and More Like You and the new song, Zombie, we played them all on the show a good bit.
Thank you, by the way.
That's no problem. There's a real depth to a lot of them. They're about kind of, you know, kind of serious, you know, personal things, but they're still dealt with in a very light way. Is that something that you kind of, is that something that you want to do? Or is it something that just ended up being the thing that happened?
No, I love that. I think as a listener, that's my favorite thing. Like, hearing something with depth, something with meaning wrapped in a bit of a sunny package. I think that's so interesting. So I kind of like dealing with themes that are a little bit, I think lyrically, I just like talking about things that I find hard to actually talk about in real life. And so, like, Pretending, for example, is about being at a party and, like, hearing yourself back, almost like having a bit of a zoom-out moment of being like, what the hell are you saying? Yeah. You sound like someone else, you know? And it's just a big question of, like, who the hell am I? It could be quite a heavy song. It could be, like, a ballad. But to me, that's just, like, too obvious. I kind of like, I like juxtaposition, I guess. So I think it is quite intentional. And also, I just love, like, I love pop. I love big choruses. I love drums. I love production. I don't feel like if you go down a produced route or you make a pop song, I don't feel it has to be shallow, you know?
Yeah, totally. So you're in London, right? And things are starting to open up now. And I believe that you're starting to get invited to doing kind of gigs and stuff like that. That isn't really happening over here for us at the moment. But what's it going to be like the first time you get on stage in front of an audience after all this time?
I think it's going to be a huge release of very pent-up energy by everyone. I'm probably going to find it really emotional. I'm happy to say that I'll, like, cry my eyes out, even if it's, like, a really bad show. I think I don't think any of us will be taking it for granted anymore. Yeah, I'm sure it will be bizarre at the same time. It's a muscle to be flexed, isn't it, the live thing? So I'll probably be really out of practice and forget all my words and play on an out-of-tune guitar. But, like, I think the little things that you, the really little unglamorous things that you grow to, like, resent when you tour a lot, I can see myself having a bit more patience for them when it comes back, you know?
Yeah, so I always think that there's kind of three phases to making music. There's the, you know, in-studio phase, which is my favourite. There's the playing gigs. There's the playing gigs part. And then there's, like, the promotion part, which I hate.
I also hate it. Like, I know, I mean, I know I do a lot of it, but I think the order in which you name them is like a downhill stairs, isn't it? Like, nothing is more fun than just making it. And gigging it is great, but promoting it is the worst.
Yeah, and I've seen that from some of the videos that you put up. You seem to absolutely love just mucking about in the studio and kind of sitting in the chair and let's try a guitar part. Let's try, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, but I was going to say, so when you get back to gigging, do you think that it's going to order those kind of things because of the fact that, you know, the gig part is the human connection part and it's a soulful part? Or do you know, it'll just go back to itself in a couple of weeks or whatever?
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Because one thing informs the other. Like, I love making music and I've grown into the producer role a lot more over the years and a lot more last year, you know, like having to be isolated, having to be very self-sufficient, even more so than I was before. Like, it was good for me. But I do miss gigs. I don't think if not gigging was an option, I don't think I would take it, you know?
Mm. And so finally, the new single Zombie is great. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be and what it's about?
It's about being with someone, an experience I had of being with someone who really struggled to express himself, I guess, like kind of repressing feelings. And I wanted to write a song about that for a long time, and a bit like how you said before, like I kind of wanted it to be a heavy topic and like light, sunny, bright musical package. So I had the idea of wanting to do that for a while and kind of exploring the depth of that whilst also keeping it really fun, because it was a really frustrating situation, but I didn't want to write like a sad song about it because it's something, I don't know, it is kind of heavy. Like, I have a brother, I have a great dad, loads of guy friends. Like, it, that kind of what society expects of guys sometimes, to not show themselves, to be vulnerable. Like, it's something that people that I know that fall victim to, they're not always the people you'd expect, you know? They're the kind of, it's such a cruel thing. And I just find it really interesting. So, yeah, I wanted to write a song about it for a while and needed the right just kind of set of chords to sync up with that. And when I was towards the end of writing these set of songs for the album, kind of August last year, I was trying to see what gaps I had musically. And you probably find yourself like, there's so many patterns that I fall into that are kind of frustrating. Like, I noticed, for example, that most of the songs follow the pattern of small verse, big chorus, small verse, big chorus. And I love those like big dynamic jumps, but I really, when I could see the wood for the trees and knew what gaps there were, I was like, I want a song that just comes straight in. That doesn't kind of apologize for itself and it doesn't take you a minute to get to the most energetic part.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Orla, and best of luck with the album, and hopefully talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all the spins. It means absolute world.
Yeah, no problem at all. It's easy when they're great. Let's play Zombie. This is Radio Nova.